Where to start?
You tell me.
You said on our last podcast that you quit your job.
I did. You made it sound like it was so that I could play more pickleball.
Isn't that what it was for?
Which is a nice side benefit, but that wasn't quite true. So
there's more to the story?
Yeah. Is this what we're talking about today?
Kind of.
Oh, dear. Put me on the spot.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest Sweet Loves podcast. My name is Kevin Huff. I'm here with the lovely, ever lovely Sweet Love, Sky Huff.
Hello.
Also known as the One Take Wonder.
So he says.
I keep saying it. Someone is going to call you that. And when they do, I'm going to jump for joy.
Oh, I will pay money for that.
You will?
Yeah, watching you jump? Sure.
That was one of the best ones you've had yet.
Really?
Very Ooh. Well done.
Oh, awesome.
I still think you quit to play pickleball with me more. That's what I believe. Just put that in your heart.
That's great.
It's in my heart. It's in my mind. I fully believe it. And by the way, we've played more.
We have.
A lot more.
Definitely.
So we talked a while back, a month and a half ago or so, about how you signed us up for a tournament so we could go out and play more, and then we never did until the tournament.
Right.
Let's talk about the tournament. How did it go? That was recent. That was just last weekend.
That was Sunday.
5 days ago, 4 days ago.
Yep. We lost every game.
Sorry. It's a week and a half ago by the time our lovely three listeners to this, but
sorry about that.
Yeah.
Let me start over.
Yeah, so start over with lost every game. Okay, go ahead.
We lost every game, but we had a ton of fun.
Mostly.
Mostly. We are still married and
raise the roof.
And I feel like we have improved since our previous tournament, our first tournament together. So even though we lost every game, there were definite signs of improvement.
You played a lot better.
Thank you.
My game was fine. I wasn't worried about my game.
No, we were really there just for
the cause.
The cause, yeah. As well as the experience. And I did have to play up. And then I misunderstood a comment you made at the end. You know, after the games were over, I heard you talking to somebody and you had mentioned that I was playing up. And for some reason, when I say it, it's fine. When you say it, it makes me angry. And so we had a little argument on the way to dinner afterwards. But
yeah, we still went to dinner together.
Yeah, but it was nice.
Yeah. Here's what I love. I love playing with you. You know that. I've been looking forward to this for 6 years. So this is awesome for me. We were at the tournament, but we also have been at drills on Tuesday and Thursday mornings together.
Yes.
So that started up after
the
you quit.
Community Emotion Drills.
Yeah, Community mm-hmm. Emotion Drills at Shadyside, 7 a.m. Thursdays and Tuesdays. I guess I should say Tuesdays and Thursdays, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Great group. I mean, we had 21 this morning. We had 25 last week. Tuesday, we had like 17. It's just been awesome. We've had close to an average of 20 for the last month or so. So it's pretty cool.
Yes, and it's been... We've been blessed with great weather, too, which is helpful.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside.
This July has been stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Just flat out stunning. If you're not from Indiana, best kept secret.
Yeah, we try not to tell too many people about the good weather in Indiana because we like our population. But
it's 10:30 a.m. and it's 72 whopping degrees outside right now. July 25th. This is almost the dead center of summer.
Mm-hmm.
High today, 81. High tomorrow, 81.
It is a bit muggy, but it's
whatever.
It's not bad.
Get over that.
There's a nice breeze.
We do get up to 86 at some point in the next 10 days, but 86. I mean, we average, this is cool, we average 10 days or less per year of 90-degree weather. I think we've had one or two so far this year. What's funny is it's usually May. Did you know that? May is the month. And it's like May. That's the middle of dang spring.
I will say it is prime outdoor pickleball weather. It was nice, kind of overcast too, so it wasn't like sun in your eyes.
Well, this morning was gorgeous.
Yeah, perfect.
We're also in a league together.
Yes.
And that started last night.
It did.
Tell me about that. Tell our three listeners all about how last night went for us.
Well, first of all, the last time we talked about me playing in a league was our episode of how I ruined your duper.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that we maybe won 4 games the whole league, and that wasn't true.
It wasn't. I was wrong.
But
we didn't win that many.
We didn't win maybe two an evening, maybe.
Not a majority.
Not a majority. So last night was the first night, and we won 4 out of 6 games, and we almost lost, or we almost won the last game. We lost only by 2 points, to some great players, and so I feel really good.
Me
I
too.
was definitely sore this morning too, but I feel good.
100%. I was real stoked. 4-2.
And we won the first game of the night, which traditionally for me, I lose the first game because it's kind of like my warm-up game, and we won that one. That was pretty, it was nice. It was nice to break that streak.
What I love is the first game is usually everyone's warm-up game. So that does help offset
Yeah.
the odds of winning or losing that first game.
And we played a mixed group, so there were some there are people that were higher rated than me, and then there were people that were probably my same level, and then there were people maybe right below, and so it was nice. It was a nice mix.
Was every game a mixed doubles game? Did we have any teams with only women and any teams with only men last night?
I think for us last night, every team was a mixed, but that wasn't true for the next group that came in.
Yeah, our league, for those of you that run leagues, we'll talk about leagues real quick. Our league is run at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. for the same league, which is
Yes.
abnormal. And the way we do it is your rating that night determines if you move up, so to speak, to 8 o'clock or down, so to speak, to 6 o'clock. I think we are moving up.
Maybe for a week.
That's possible. That's quite possible. See you guys all next week.
Might be short-lived, which I actually like that 6 o'clock hour. I
I do
like being
too.
home and
No, you know
not.
what? Being home, you know what? Last night was wonderful because we have great friends, Eric and Carrie Vowinkel. Eric is who is my men's partner on Monday nights. He also affected my duper score, which we talked about before, but I affected his as well in a good way, so it's all good. By the way, you went up almost a whole tenth of a point last
What?
night.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't even check.
I actually think all the games aren't in, and you will end up over going up over. So you are an abysmal, horrible 2.4 something on duper, and it's not who you are, but whatever. And I think you're going to be about 2.6 ish with one night.
Wow.
So give it a few weeks, and maybe Duper's gonna actually figure itself out and kind of. Well, I have hopes, but we'll see.
Okay. That's great.
I keep going. It's kind of like going back to your first love over and over again. It's like, ugh.
Oh dear. Anyway, so it was good. Definitely still things to work on, but we communicated much better last night than we did in the tournament. We're calling our balls. And I think you're used to partners where you don't need to do that. I need you to do that because I am still learning strategy and I'm still learning how you play and you're still learning how I play. And since I'm improving, I'm not necessarily consistent yet. So it works. It worked for us. And I think that made the big difference last night.
A lot of truth in what you said there.
We also got to play with some of our close friends and hang out, and it was just an enjoyable night all the way around.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. So afterwards, we went to Eric and Carrie's and just came out on the back porch and had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the 6 o'clock hour rocks.
Yeah, for sure.
You just said something that made me. Okay, I know what it was. You said there's some things we still need to work on. What are those? What did you pick up last night that we need to work on?
Well, we need to get our balls in. And that was both of us, first of all. No, I still am struggling with popping it up at times.
And getting mad at me for not getting it back when I'm getting slammed at me.
Yeah, I know. I expect
So
you to get
loving,
those.
so kind.
They learned to make us run, and so being able to anticipate that and read their body is something that I'm still learning. And my serves were off last night. I hit more out of bounds than I
Way
normally do.
off.
Yeah, it was weird. But I think it was just the nerves, the first night nerves. I don't know.
More than the tournament?
I think the tournament, I don't know. You talk about the mental aspect of the game. In the tournament, I went in thinking, I'm just going to have fun. I know they're going to pick on me because I'm the weaker player. I'm playing up, So I anticipate having to work hard, and we did. We worked hard at the tournament, and I was proud of our outcome because I think we only got, do we only get pickled once, maybe?
The very last
The
game
very last game, they were really good.
against our friends Barb and Steve. I mean, it's fine.
Yep.
They beat us. They weren't even.
And they were being nice
They
on their
could have, yeah, they could
serves.
have been
They
a little meaner.
could have been worse.
Yeah.
But the others were, tough competitors, and we still got, 5 points, 6 points, maybe more on some. So I felt good. And at times we came back from behind, which was also good progress and seeing that. When I went into the league, though, I'm playing with friends. These are people I see all the time. And I was hungry for winning since we lost so many over the weekend. And so I think that made me a little anxious, but not in a bad way, but just in a, in a competitive way.
Okay, so most of the things you're saying are you believe we need to work on the mental game.
For me, yes.
That doesn't surprise me at all. No, not, I'm just saying, sorry, babe. Yep, we'll just leave it at that. No, what I mean is, I think for most people, honestly, mental's at the top. That's what I mean.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's part of the strategy too, because you're trying to like calling a timeout right in the while they're in the middle of a serve, or you're trying to break a streak of points. You call a timeout. I mean, some of those things that you do are part of the strategy to knock them off mentally from a winning streak. So for me, though, it was self-sabotage. It wasn't other players trying to do that to us.
Well done. When you can self-identify what's wrong, it's much easier to remove the obstacle.
Absolutely.
It's much harder to remove it when somebody else tells you what you're doing wrong,
Yeah.
right? It's no fun to hear, first of all, and
I think I just need to dance my way into the court. Like, I mean, like I came
What's your
in.
what's so hey, what's your song?
I
What
don't.
would be the
I don't know. I'm gonna
Skyhuff?
need to make my own playlist or something. I don't
What's the one take wonder
know.
want to hear as she dances herself onto the court?
I don't know. I guess our theme song. I don't know. Our theme song of here. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I need. I don't know. I'll think about it. I know you have your playlist, and I like your playlist. There are some fun songs in there, but I think I just went in super serious, and I just need to remember that I'm having fun.
Okay, that's one thing we did well last night. We talked about that ahead of time. I said, it's league. Are we here for fun or am I coaching you tonight? And you said,
Fun.
fun.
Yep.
No question. Probably didn't even have to look at me. Your body language told me right away, you don't even have to ask this question, hubby. Fun. But I did anyway because we agreed to make sure we knew.
Yes, and I appreciate that because I did not do that in the tournament. You were coaching me during the tournament, and that also started to get on my
Oh,
nerves.
I know you loved it.
And I didn't tell you. I should have stopped and said, "Hey, that's enough. Let me just play." I also deeply want to learn and get better, and so sometimes I have to check my attitude. Am I saying I don't want to be coached because I'm having an attitude issue,
Yes.
or
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
or
rhetorical. My fault.
is it because I'm now, so frustrated that I'm not able to focus because I've been coached too much today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in Taekwondo, they used to say only give them 3 things to work on that day. Otherwise, you overwhelm them and they're not able to focus on anything.
Do you have your own official coach now in pickleball?
I think so.
So, Jessica Jones, superheroine who we had on the show
Yes.
before, is now my lovely wife's coach,
She's
which
gonna coach
offloads
me.
me.
Aww.
No, it doesn't replace me. It offloads me. Like, it's good for me
Yes.
because you would rather someone else coach you than me, probably.
You've been great. I'm not trying to replace you. It was really just a wonderful opportunity that presented itself to us.
Well, yeah, but I
So,
mean, husband and wife, it's a little,
it can be too much. It
we have
can
a great
be.
relationship, but it's a little dicey sometimes.
Yeah, I,
Because
but
we get on each other's nerves faster than we get on anyone else's nerves.
I
Let's be honest.
don't think Jess will be as gentle with me as you are. And
Me, I hope
so
not.
that is probably good for me because then I can be like, okay. And I'm used to coaches, being real And, well, in martial arts, they
I
would
don't
just
know if
punch you in the
I'm
face.
gentle with
So,
you or if I'm loving with you.
right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Because I certainly call it out and say, you need to fix this, but I think it's, I do it in a much more loving, tender, kind way. I hope to anyway.
Yeah.
Jessica, if you're listening, do not be nice.
I'm sure she already thought of
Smack her
that.
around like a rag doll.
But in martial arts, if you make a mistake, you get hit in the face. So, that is pretty
Yes.
normal.
I loved last night. One of the guys just absolutely drilled you right in the chest. Just
Yeah.
whack, right in the middle. Right in the torso. I don't know exactly where it hit you,
It
but
was, yeah, shoulder maybe.
and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And I was like, "You were chasing the ball." I'm like, "She's fine. Trust me, she's fine." And you stood up and looked at him. You're like, "I'm a martial artist."
Yeah,
I
I
was
can take
like, "Go get
a
him, Jackie Chan."
hit. Well, and last night too, I just out of reflex, I ended up getting my foot under the ball instead of my paddle.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while, a volleyball
Yes, that was my favorite one.
muscle memory or a martial art muscle memory will kick in, and I'm
Oh my
literally
gosh.
trying something else.
For those of you that played volleyball, she literally at one point put both hands on the paddle, pointed it down towards the ground, brought her arms together like she was getting ready to take
Bump it.
a dig and do a bump or something on the volleyball court. And I was like, what was that? And the ball went straight sideways.
In my defense, I played volleyball from second grade all the way through our college years and into our marriage. And so it is, I mean, we didn't play in
In
college.
my defense, it's
I
been 25 years.
know, but do you know how many times over my
I know.
lifetime
I
I
get
have
it.
dug a ball, or at least had to practice? Oh my goodness, hours and
That's
hours
why
and
you need
hours
to
and
use the
hours.
machine more, the
True.
lobster. It's ready
True.
for you. We got it working again. It's the battery's holding a charge. It's running at least an hour. We'll break those volleyball habits of yours.
Yep.
We may not break your martial artist habits, but we'll break the.
A lot of that
I
is just fight or
actually,
flight.
I
Yep.
don't think the this is a thing for me. I think so many things translate, and this is really funny. I think martial arts translates really well to pickleball.
Oh, yes, especially with the eye-hand coordination.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the quickness and the blocking. If you think about how you do all the down blocks and the other blocks that you do, that's a natural motion in pickleball that you might have to take to slice a ball or to get a ball that's coming at your body really fast or otherwise.
Well, and then with the Screama sticks, a lot of that slicing and dicing with your paddle is very similar to those, and we
Absolutely.
did a lot of that as
Yeah,
well.
absolutely. That's funny. So I think we talked about this before, but do you remember what we talked about when you were doing the yoga, not yoga, you were doing the Zumba type thing and you were doing the sticks on the ground, the
Yes,
drumsticks on the ground,
drumstick. Yep.
and how I grabbed my paddle because it was a lot of the same motions. It'd be kind of fun to create a yoga, I keep saying yoga, but an aerobics class that had like five or six elements from other sports, but they were all designed around getting you better at pickleball. Let's talk about you have tried recently, that's not a fair way to put it, you just started working on a topspin drive with your forehand. Tuesday morning, you got the lobster out.
Yeah.
Cindy was on the other side of the court and you were hitting to her and or she was actually she was serving to you, I think, right? You didn't use the lobster. And then you were trying to topspin drive it like by brushing it, coming up from low to high. I saw a lot of improvement. Did you try it at all last night during league?
Last night, not intentionally, I did have a really good shot today where it literally just dropped right over the edge of the net,
You had several that did
and
that.
so that one was prompted, like you're like, hit it this way, and I did it because you're yelling from the sideline. But I don't intentionally try to do it. I'm not confident enough in it yet, and I wanted to win, so I stuck with what I
Was
knew.
that the very last game?
It was not the very last game, it was the game before that.
I believe you've got to practice it in a game setting. I love the idea of drilling them ahead of time. Like it doesn't make any sense to me that I would jump on the court with somebody and they would say, "Hey, I'm trying to figure out how to hit a two-handed backhand." Okay, and I'm going to practice it during this game with you. Okay, I'm the guy that's going to be like, "Sure, go for it," because I would say the same thing, I suppose. But if you're not working on it outside of the court, like during a game, please don't bring that onto my court and tell me you're working on it. But if you're willing to drill it outside of the court,
Right.
and then you want to test how well you're doing in a game. All day long, I'm for that. So I'll tell people, and most people know this, Saturday morning, I try out my new serves.
Yes.
And folks, I've earned that right. You know why? I've hit thousands and thousands and thousands of serves by myself. It's not like I'm just randomly going, hey, I'm going to maybe lose some points here and hit it in the net or hit it wide or hit it deep or whatever. You know, I've put myself in a position to at least have get. I find that if I get about 40 to 60% in, so average around 50% in drilling, then to me it's worth it to try and do it during a game. But
Absolutely.
man, I've hit some crappy shots. Like I've hit serves that have bounced 2 feet in front of me. But you know, I
Yeah.
mean, I'm trying something different, and it pans out because last night we were down 6-0 to the new couple,
Yes,
the fresh meat team.
they are pretty fun.
They're great people, but they were getting abused by all the other teams up to us. And now they're ahead of us 6-0. We've switched sides, and I just looked at you and I was like, it's time to score. And I got 5 straight points off of serves
You did. It was awesome.
because I've practiced those serves. And they were just so mad. I mean,
They're like,
they
we're
were laughing.
done.
They were kind of laughing, slash, and we ended up beating them 11-6.
We did.
So they were ahead 6-0, we beat them 11-6. It's 100% because of drilling. I wouldn't have had the confidence to go in there and be like, I've got this. Like, I literally looked at you and I said, we're getting a point here. And I served the first serve to her, easy ace. I ripped it towards the front outside corner, bounced a foot inside the line, boom, way out of her reach. And she just looked at me. And it was a beautiful thing. And then I did the same thing to the other guy on the other side. I put him down the middle and he just barely reached it off the end of his paddle straight towards his wife. I'm not picking on them. That was because I have worked hard to have that shot.
And they were new to our league, so it was they came in kind of like the unknowns, and we weren't sure
Oh yeah.
how good they are,
And
and
they were
they
great.
beat one of the like right from the
They did. They
beginning, they
won
beat
one.
one of the best teams
Oh,
there.
that's good.
And so we after that we're like, okay, we don't have to be nice to the new people.
She was a tennis player for
She
sure, maybe is
was.
still, and you can see that in her swing. He's just athletic. I don't know if he's played any racket sports, but he's athletic. He had good eye-hand coordination.
They were fast,
Yes,
and they got
quick.
pretty much everything
Except for those 5 serves,
except for
baby.
those tough serves, and you
I
have tough
actually
serves.
only, I think I actually only aced on one of them. I mean, all 5 of them were winners because they didn't get any returns. But one of them, I think only one of them wasn't touched because they are quick and
Yes, I think only one.
they're going to be great by the end of league.
They are
This was their first time
definitely.
to play together in doubles.
Yes.
They've only gone out and hit the ball by themselves as
As singles.
singles.
But that's
That's
a
right.
great way to play because you get used to having to get every
Cover the
ball.
court, get to the balls. Absolutely. Question for you. What are you going to work on this next week so that when we get together on Wednesday night, you've got something you're ready to put into practice in a tough setting?
Well, there's still things that we started working on that I'm going to continue, and that is dinks, getting the set and the drop shot where it lands in the kitchen.
Your dinks are really good now. It's the drops and resets that you're talking
Yeah,
about.
but I still need to work on my double or my two-handed backhand.
Also called a tui.
A twoe. Oh, that's cute. So my twoes, my drop shots into the kitchen, and then I definitely need work on. I started working on just punching it from chest level when I'm taking a body shot. And then something we haven't been working on yet that I want to work on are retrieving balls from my feet area.
Okay. The best person I know at that punch shot is Joe Clark. He's very good at it. That's another taekwondo thing that just comes right across. It's just bam, straight ahead.
I'm getting my paddle on it. I just don't always get them in. I do kind of a little flippy
Yeah,
thing
we don't want that.
sometimes,
It's just a straight punch. Bam.
but that's a lot of the martial art trying to trap. There's a trapping
Well,
exercise
I
in that.
love that you're playing with me more. It is awesome. I love that I've got you at drills now on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. I love that we have Wednesday night league together. That's already 3 days of the week we're together playing. I think Saturday mornings you generally will come out and play. You've been once or twice already to Shadyside on Saturday mornings. That puts us to 4 days that we're playing together.
I have to be invited to Saturday,
No,
though.
you don't. It's wide open. It's just we don't want you to come at 7.
Oh, now
But
I
by 8:30
understand.
everyone else rolls in.
Oh, okay. Not this Saturday. We have a big event this Saturday, but yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, people won't hear this in time. By the time you hear this, we will have made 30,000 meals, and many of you that are listening are to thank for that. 30,000 meals for people who are in disaster situations, hurricanes or whatever, and don't have access to food. And we're going to make 30,000 meals to help feed those people
Pre-packaged
around the
meals.
world. We do this around the world. IDES is the name of the group, International Disaster Emergency Service. And they're at local. They're out of Noblesville, I believe.
I don't know that.
Yeah, so
Oh,
they're an
wow.
Indiana company for sure, Indiana nonprofit, and I believe they're out of Noblesville.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so our church is partnering with the pickleball community, which is super cool.
Love
And
it.
where we've raised all the funds, well, we're still raising the funds, but we're raising all the funds to cover 30,000 meals.
That's just
So
amazing.
stoked. Okay, everybody. Well, on behalf of me, Kevin, here at the Pod Pod Studio in Anderson, Indiana, as I like to say, the Mecca of pickleball. And on behalf of the lovely, sweet love Sky, the one take wonder,
You're still working on that.
I am. And on behalf of our newest sponsor,
Yes, Pickle Play.
Pickle Play.
We're excited.
What?
I know they're great people.
We will tell you more soon. We love them. Blake is just fantastic to work with. She's one of the founders, she and her husband. And
Check out the app if you haven't seen it yet.
yeah, she and I probably text, I mean, every couple of weeks we get on the phone, probably at least once a month or so. I don't know. Maybe that's about right. Oh, more to come on that.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here, everybody.